Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the great problems we face in life is fear. We're afraid. We have fought wars so that we can live in our country without fear. We maintain a strong posture of defense. We have devised nuclear weapons to deter from anyone attacking us. In our nuclear arsenal, we should have absolutely nothing to fear. But now we face explosives out in the streets or in buildings strapped to a suicide bomber, and now the coronavirus. No matter how we try to be safe and secure, there's always something to fear. We are fearful also in our lives as Christians. Tonight we can say it's Jesus, Peter, and me, and it's all about faithful discipleship. But we are fearful of our discipleship. We're going to look at our fears, which make us distant disciples. But more than that, we're going to look at Jesus, the fear that makes us distant disciples is forgiven and overcome in Christ. Jesus' disciples were, for a time, fearless. They were fearless in their discipleship. They were inspired by the success of his preaching, of his popularity, and his demonstrations of power and authority. How quickly all this changes during that last visit in Gethsemane. Confidence and optimism. Optimism changed to fear. And we see Jesus taken. He's bound and led away as a common criminal. Confidence and optimism were decreasing. So tonight we see Peter, the fearful follower, the disciple who follows Jesus from afar. The enemies of Jesus, oh, they had long to plan this thing to do away with him. They wanted to get rid of Jesus. And now at last, their opportunity had come. Jesus is led away. And we find that he is not really entirely alone. Our text says Peter was following him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest. And going inside, he sat with the guards to see the end. Peter kept his distance afar as a far-off disciple. Sometimes we too are distant, far-off disciples. We are often half-hearted, a half-hearted disciple. We follow Jesus only when it's convenient, when it requires no sacrifice at all. Do you politely, humbly testify to your faith in Jesus Christ? Do you do that? Oh. Well, or do we just kind of stay out of the conversation? Or do we hide out? Do we hide out? Fear kept Peter at a distance in his discipleship. Fear is at the heart of our faulty discipleship. We don't always have the courage of our convictions. We're afraid. We're afraid to live our faith because we are afraid of the consequences. We're afraid that we might be ridiculed. We might lose our popularity. We might be considered odd or different. we may not get ahead in this life as fast if we do what's right or what's honest, what's unselfish above everything else. All this is a sign. It's a sign of our spiritual distance from God. We're afraid. We're afraid, so we follow from a distance. When you're afraid of what it means to be a follower of Christ, think on Him. And I underline that. Think on Him. In His suffering and death, you find the answer. The answer to the fear of being too close to Jesus. His life, His death, His resurrection count for you. He bore your sins in His body on the cross. He lives again, having disarmed the powers that frighten you and keep you from faithfully following Christ. God's fear not echoes throughout the entire scriptures to reassure you. These next two quotes are from Isaiah chapter 41 and chapter 43. Fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Jesus draws us close to the heart of God as His redeemed, restored, and forgiven people. So the call comes from Jesus, follow me. His path leads to His cross and His empty tomb, where our sins of distant discipleship have been put away forever. His path leads to death of your sinful self, because He is alive. He is alive in you. His path leads to love, compassion, and service to your fellow man. You know what we call that? It's Christian life. That's what a Christian life looks like. This is not uncharted territory. Jesus is ahead of you. You follow Him. He's been to the cross, to death, and He is back. He went to forgive all of your sins for you and to fill you with a loving heart, a will, and a strength to be His loyal disciple. Peter followed at a distance to see the end. No doubt he expected something far terrible or something worse, but in the end it turned out to be the best for Peter and for us. The end turned out to be the cross and the resurrection. It was the end of sin's guilt, sin's power, and the devil's might, and the fear of death. The end is the beginning for us. It's the beginning of a forgiven life. It's the beginning of a new life in Christ, a life of discipleship with the ongoing grace to grow into following Jesus Christ. This is our story of Jesus, Peter, and each of us. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.